It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. What's up, you fucking winners? I'm feisty right now, and here's why I'm feisty. First of all, I want to welcome you to the weekly fight plan, but I'm feisty because I actually just recorded this whole thing that I'm about to give you right now. I just recorded it and then realized that I didn't hit the record button. So I went through it and I actually didn't record it. And so I'm crabbier now. So that's probably a good thing because I'll drive the point home here. But listen, since day one in the contractor fight, remember, the whole point of this thing is to bring dignity and respect back to the trades. And the whole point since day one that I've been talking here is you have to be profitable. You have to make money. It doesn't matter how big your business is. Doesn't matter what your top line revenue is. Doesn't mean how big your balls are if you don't have a profit. You need to be as profitable as possible. And today, for a few minutes, we're going to talk about the contractor fight profit creed. All right, so number one, let's just dig right in. Number one, if you want to be a company that is consistently profitable, like listen, what's that old saying? A blind squirrel finds a nut now and then. Well, listen, a dumbass contractor who's not focused on profit will find a profitable job every now and then. You'll hit a home run every now and then. You'll accidentally wake up and have money in your bank account every now and then. But the guys who grow a stronger business, the guys who build strong teams, the guys who build a future for their family, that is the result of consistent profit. So number one on the profit creed is that profit is a decision. You have to choose to make a decision. It's no different than if I'm trying to get healthy and somebody puts a fucking French fry in front of me or somebody puts a banana in front of me. I have a choice to make. The French fry is not profit. The banana is profit. All right? Think of it that way. Guys, profit is a choice. It's not the result of anything other than that. The goal here is for you to look in the mirror and go, what crap do I have to own in order to make sure that my company is profitable? And it doesn't matter how shitty your business is doing right now. It doesn't matter how much debt that you have. You can actually be profitable starting today if you make a decision to be profitable. But so many guys are wishy-washy about this. And here's why I think why. This has been my experience coaching hundreds of people and helping thousands of people in on social media and the podcast and videos and reading the comments and all this. At the end of the day, most guys don't want to choose to do the shit that's uncomfortable on a consistent basis in order to be profitable. And then they wake up one day at the end of their career or a year from now or 5 years from now, whatever it is, and they wish they had have chosen differently. They wish they would have chosen to take control of certain areas of their business. So until you get this number one part of the profit creed buried in your brain and in your beliefs that profit is a decision, you are going to have a really hard time to be consistently profit. And that's profitable. And that's what we're after, is consistent profit. All right, number two on the contractor fight profit creed is this. It's simply this. Profit is the result of proper planning. That's a tongue twister. Profit is a result of proper planning. Proper planning. Okay, anyway, it was just kind of fun to say. My cheeks wiggled. You know, we'll plan a vacation. A lot of you guys, you know, here it is. I'm recording this at the end of June. In a couple months, you're going to be getting together and having your fucking fantasy football league meetings and all this other stuff. And you're going to plan for your fantasy draft and all this other bullshit you plan for. But I'm blown away that 99% of contractors don't take time to actually plan shit for their business. And again, stop being accidentally profitable. Profit is the result of proper planning. So what does that look like? First of all, how many leads do you need to sell the number of jobs that you need to make what you need to make? How much money do you need to make? You should probably have some idea around that. Plan what you need to bring home for your family. Plan what your sales process is going to look like. And just a quick time out here. I'm going to promote the shit out of this, and I'm a partner in the Contractor Sales Academy, but I truly believe if you are not a member of the Contractor Fight Bridge Program, you are missing out. You are leaving tens of thousands, if not a couple hundred thousand dollars in the next 12 months on the table because you don't plan to have a successful sales process. Your sales process is shit. It's wishy-washy. Somebody calls you and you run out there and you want to take charge because you listen to this show or you watch our videos. And you're like, I'm going to take charge of this. I'm going to say these things I've heard Tom say and all this other stuff. Problem is you're not practicing. You're not surrounding yourself with other people that are calling you on your bullshit and helping you get better. You don't have that group support. And I see it over and over and over posted in our Facebook group. They're like, yeah, I stood up for myself and I said, I'm not coming out to your house unless you pay for my estimate. And then they hung up on me. And guys, I appreciate that you're trying to stand up for yourself. But if you're not taught how to fire the fucking weapon, there's going to be friendly fire. And friendly fire is a bad thing. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot or someplace worse. So get the sales training that you need. For God's sakes, it's less than $1,200 a year. We had a cat join the group, I don't know, a week ago or a couple weeks ago, and he just posted last week, oh my God, in my first week, one phrase that I heard from one of our sales coaches, he says, one phrase I heard allowed me to sell $200,000 this week. Guys, this is the biggest no-brainer when it comes to sales training for contractors. And this comes back to profit as a result of proper planning. Plan to take control of the sales process. Plan how you're going to do a job. Don't just sell the job and send your guys out there and they knock on the door and they go, hey, we're here to do your job. Okay, guys, plan every fucking day on the job. Plan every half day on the job. Plan what every guy's role is on the job. And time out again, total squirrel moment. If you have a foreman and he's not doing those things, one of two things needs to happen. You need to train your fucking foreman to do that stuff if you haven't. And if you have and he ain't doing it, you need to fire his ass because he's not a foreman. A foreman takes what you sold and promised and they make it come to life. They think, they plan, they organize, they job cost, they upsell, they do those things so you don't have to, so you could focus on marketing your business, you could focus on selling, you could focus on building your brand, you could focus on becoming a better leader. Guys, this is all the result of planning. You will not be consistently profitable unless you take the time to plan. And quite frankly, most of you are too fucking lazy to do it. You think this success is going to magically land in your fucking lap because you bought a new website or you learned a couple sales word tracks or you had one fucking company meeting in the last 6 weeks. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want, you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly Fight Night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the Fight Night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you.
There's so much
you want to
say right now that tie into number three and number four. So I'm just going to move on to number three and number four. Prophet creed number three. Prophet never follows a victim mentality. Tom, you don't understand my area. I'm in California, and we got some crazy rules out there, man. We got a lot of illegals, or there's unlicensed contractors, or there was a fucking rain cloud the other day, and man, that really fucked us up. If you're a victim, if you don't truly believe and understand that your success is 100% in your hands, then you might as well hang this shit up, because it's never going to get better. If you are a victim, it is never going to get better than it is now. Now, it might temporarily get better for a year or 6 months. You might have a good 3-year run because the economy was good or a certain builder gave you a contract. And what that does, guys, is it masks the real issues. Guys, if you think that you're not successful and profitable for any other reason other than your own doing, then you got to wake the fuck up. Just yesterday, my football team, we had a passing league competition. We had 5 games. We were in a group of teams that we easily could have dominated and won all 5 games, won the tournament. We won 2, we lost 2, and we tied 1. And here's the deal. Our first game and our last game were played on a different field, all right? And we won those both. Kicked the crap out of both those teams. Our middle 3 games were played on a field that we had this ref from hell. We had an official from hell. This guy was the biggest piece of shit official I've ever met in 17 years of my life. Now, this is a practice tournament. It doesn't count. It's not a big deal. But man, we're trying to turn the culture around in this program and all this other stuff. And I'll tell you what, we got screwed every way from Sunday. And we ended up losing 2 games and tying 1 game on that field because this guy fucked us on the clock, fucked us on calls, and all this other stuff. And at one point, I argued with the guy on some stuff and all this other garbage. And I ended up telling my kids, I said, guys, here's the deal. This guy is like a weather condition at this point. We might as well have an ice storm on the field because that's exactly what it is. This is an uncontrollable situation. There is nothing we can do about the official. So no amount of bitching and complaining about anything about him is going to make us any better. The truth, the facts are, we got hosed. The other facts are, we did not lose 2 games and tie 1 because of the official. We lost it because we started making all these fucking excuses in our head. We got mad, started losing our cool, got flustered, and didn't fucking control the shit that was in our control, which was play good offense and play good defense and get out there and motor your ass off. We let the outside shit fuck us up, and we end up not winning the tournament, which pisses me off because it was totally winnable. And guys, that's what we do in our business. We look at the illegals. We look at our competitors and what they're charging. We're looking at the fact that your employee, your foreman never does his paperwork, or I can't get my sales guy to do this, or whatever. Guys, the minute you stop playing the victim card is the minute shit's going to turn around. But I got to warn you, it's going to be rough to not play the victim card, because sometimes it's really ingrained in us. We want to protect ourselves. We don't want to be guilty. And that's why when you join the Contractor Fight private Facebook group, the first thing we do is we have you own your crap. You got to own your crap. This is where I'm fucked up. I'm a wuss when it comes to talking about money, or I'm terrified to do this, or I've been lazy when it comes to marketing. Guys, when you look in the mirror and you own that character crap and you take that ownership of it, that's the first rung of you putting a flag in the ground and saying, I'm not going to be a victim. All right, so number one, profit is a decision. Number two, profit is the result of proper planning. Number three, profit never follows a victim mentality. Decide right now, you ain't nobody's bitch. Okay? The weather ain't going to control you. Your competitors aren't going to control you. Your employees aren't going to control you. You are going to take control of your own success. Hopefully we're good on that. Fourth part of the contractor fight, profit, greed, and we'll end with this. Profit follows clarity and discipline. Profit follows clarity and discipline. Several years ago, I wrote an article, and it basically was the two most important words in business are clarity and consistency. Since then, I've changed that. I believe the two most important words in the success of anything you want to do, life or business, are clarity and consistency, or clarity in what I call, and here I'm calling discipline. If you are not clear on what you want, you're not going to get it. You're just going to get what you get. Again, I'm blown away by how many of us, and I say us because I still struggle with this from time to time as well, we have not literally sat down to take the time to say, how much money do I want to make? How much money am I going to make? How much money am I going to take home for my business this year? Or we haven't taken the time to get the clarity around how many days a week do I want to work? How many days do I want to have off a year? What do I want to be doing with my time when I'm at work? What do I want my team to look like? Let me tell you a quick story here. Man, I'm starting to sweat, man. This is good. I've got people that have made a decision to be profitable. They've planned the shit out of their business. They dumped the victim mentality, and they chose to get clear on what they wanted and be consistent. So listen, first, don't ever let anyone tell you what your own success needs to be. The world is too full of people that are like, oh, if I don't have 10 trucks and 50 employees or whatever the hell it is, I'm not successful. And this is the story I want to tell you. There's several guys, names of guys that I'm going to keep anonymous here just because I didn't get permission here, that are making shit. They're making shitloads of money. I'm thinking of a guy right now who does about $300,000 a year in his business. He pays himself between $150,000 and $180,000 a year in his own pocket, works with a helper, and they work about 9 months out of the year because he wants to have off about 4 days a week on average. He wants to work, you know, weekends are always off, and usually a Friday's off, and sometimes a Monday too. Why? Because he's clear on what he wants. He's clear on his lifestyle. So how many of you are do a million a year in sales and don't even pay yourself $180,000 a year? I'd much rather have the lifestyle and the money and less stress and all those other things, which is why we're always talking about profit here. Guys, you have to get clear. You have to have clarity around what you want. And again, most of us don't take the time. We do it in our health. We do it in our relationships. We do it in our businesses. We do it with our time. We do it with, you know, where we want to be in 10 years. We don't simply take enough time to get clear. And my challenge here is take the time. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and start writing down what you really want. And then you know what you do? You start crossing shit out. Go, well, if I could only have, like, say you write down 10 things that you want in your life right now. Now basically just go, all right, I'm going to cut half of them. Gun to my head, I'm forced to cut half of them. That will help you really quick get clear on the shit that you really want. And then after you get down to 4 or 5, cut it in half again. You can do this with many areas of your life. The second most important word is discipline. If you don't have the discipline to get the fuck up every day and to do the shit that you need to do on a daily basis that leads you to the clarity that you have, then you are never going to be consistently profitable. You're not going to have the success that you want to have. And the tragedy here is that you're going to under-earn. You're going to underachieve. You're not going to hit the potential that you have. The crazy thing is, I'm reading a book called Relentless by Tim Grover right now. He works with the top athletes and business people in the world. He's a mindset dude. He's a coach, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about LeBron. He's talking about Kobe and Michael Jordan and all these other things, guys. And you know what? He says, it's not their physical talent. It's not their charisma if they're a sales guy. It's not their natural born talent, physical stuff, anything like that, that makes these guys the best of the best. What makes them the best of the best is they are fucking clear on what they want. They're not satisfied and they're disciplined as fuck to do what it takes every day to get what the fuck they want. Profit follows clarity and discipline. So let me give you a real life example of where I see, here's some low hanging fruit on the discipline that I see you guys as a whole not doing. Number one, you haven't taken control of a sales process. Number two, you don't pre-plan your jobs. Number three, you don't job cost your jobs. Number four, and these are not in any order, these are just off the top of my head. Number four, you don't have regular company meetings, operations meetings, financial meetings with your bookkeeper or office manager. Go, where's the money? What do we owe? Who owes us? Guys, this is what it takes to run a fucking business. If you're not willing to do the uncomfortable shit, the shit you don't feel like doing when you don't feel like doing it on a regular basis, you're going to wake up one day and go, oh my God, I put my whole life into this career. I sold millions of dollars of our services or product, and here I am with dick to show for it. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your family. All right, let's close this thing out. Profit comes as a result of making a decision. It's a result of proper planning. It's a result of ditching your victim mentality. And finally, it follows clarity and discipline. I appreciate you guys hanging with me here today. You guys rock. We'll talk to you next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag Join the Fight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.